one of the truly great, most electrifying Razorbacks in history on the Rumble Revolution
hotline. This one high, and it'll be fielded by Jones at the 10. He's out over the 20 to the 25 to 30. Jones back to the middle of the field. One man to beat, and he beats him. Felix Jones is going to go all the way. Touchdown, Arkansas! Felix Jones with an 89-yard kickoff return. Keith, his third career kickoff return.
Felix Jones joining us in the zone. How are you, Felix Jones?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Everything is beautiful in the Rock. We can't wait to get you here to Central Arkansas again.
I can't wait to get there.
So you rolling over?
Oh, yeah.
You are en route?
We are en route. So, yes, sir.
So you are spending, are you spending the offseason in Dallas, or are you getting to Tulsa? Are you spending time in Arkansas other than this weekend? What's on your summer agenda?
Well, I do a little bit of both, you know, traveling from Dallas to Tulsa, but you know, I spend most of my time here in Dallas.
So you're going to be here at Dickie Stevens tonight, going to be signing autographs. What's on your calendar for this evening?
Well, this evening I was just planning on going up there, you know, watching a little bit of baseball and hanging out a little bit.
Did you play any baseball growing up?
I played a little bit, you know, not much.
If you weren't a professional football player, what do you think you would have been a professional athlete? And what would have been your second best chance, you think?
Well, I think I'd be, a doctor or something, you know, a lawyer.
Be a what?
A doctor or lawyer. You know, I believe, you know, it's something I'm interested in. So, you know, you never know. With expectations and dreams, you can be anything.
A boxer? That could be something.
Yeah, a boxer.
So, tell me about the team, and I guess what you're working on as far as your personal, growth in the off season, things that you might be working on getting ready for the fall.
Well, basically, you know, I'm just trying to get better as athlete, professional, working on little things to make my craft better. Just doing little different activities and just keep myself in shape, and It's always fun knowing that, learning different things and learning how to manage yourself and your body and your time. Mm-hmm. It's just something I've been doing all season. And, now that we're getting back into the swing of things, I'm kind of excited about this year.
Well, Jerry Jones, of course, hosting, and I know he's fired up to host the Super Bowl this year. So I would assume that there is a great buzz around Dallas with what you guys have coming back this year and some of the moves that have been made. To get there and to play it in your own backyard would be pretty cool.
Absolutely. To have a host of Super Bowl here in Dallas, it'll be great for our community and also for our team. It'll give us a lot more, motivation, to go out there and win these ball games and to make it there.
From year one to year two, Felix, you got a lot more opportunities. What did you learn in that first year that you felt like you could utilize and really kind of use to your advantage in your second season?
First of all, what I learned is, just how to be a professional athlete, how to conduct myself and how to handle everything and, take care of my body, and just be, on top of everything. And, my second year is just utilizing what I learned from the first year and making it better. And now that I'm going into my third year, it's like, I can't wait till the season starts. I know what to expect, during the year. And, it's just a matter of time, we go out there and we play. And, we have to have fun again. It's been a long off season. This actually been my first off season where I didn't have to worry about an injury. And, I'm healthy now, doing good. And, like I said, I can't wait till this upcoming season.
How do you deal with all kind of the personality on your team? It seems like, I don't know if it was last year that they had the Cowboys training camp kind of behind the scenes thing, but this always seems like the Cowboys personalities in the locker room are always out there, whether it's T.O., Tony Romo. How does that play kind of in the locker room with you guys? You get on them about getting out there in the public eye, having nothing to do with football, kind of like Miles Austin now, reportedly dating Kim Kardashian. You guys enjoy getting on the guys in the locker room about that kind of stuff?
Oh, man, it's fun, when you can interact with those type of guys, I have a good time with them, You know, we all have, you know, everything going on, but, you know, once we're in the locker room, it's about, you know, after working hard on the field and getting better. So as a team, you know, we're doing pretty good. And you know, like I said, we all can't wait to get back out there and get to playing again, you know. And, you know, we're excited about this year.
I don't know if you're aware of this, Felix, but Kim was dating Reggie when he won a Super Bowl last year. Chloe is married to Lamar when Lakers won the championship. So there's a lot of pressure for Kim Kardashian to come through one more time for the Cowboys. Does Miles Austin understand the kind of pressure that he's being put under right now? Not literally.
Well, you know, but I say this, you know, I believe you'd be focused. It's nothing that I can comment about that.
And would you like to see her in Cowboys booty shorts? Stop it.
Say that again.
You're not going to want to comment on that either. It's probably better you didn't hear that. But hey, if the good luck charm is working, you gotta try to stick with that. So if I were you, I would encourage him to keep that thing working out at least through the season. So
keep Jessica away, Felix. Keep Jessica away.
So what about it in the locker room? I mean, there is talk, and like Pat said, I mean, it's kind of like the Yankees, and it's kind of like some of these other high profile organizations. The Celtics, yes. The Lakers,
that's
Pat,
right.
Yes.
Celtics get all the hot chicks.
But let's be honest, Felix. Whatever the Cowboys do, it's going to be blown out by, you know, the media more so than a lot of other places. I mean, you know, nobody really cares what's going on in Tampa right now. But if you're the Cowboys, I mean, it matters what happens there. So is a lot of this blown out of proportion? There was a lot of talk, of course, about the interplay between the receivers, and you guys drafted Dez Bryant, which I thought was brilliant personally. But is it a pretty tight locker room? Guys get along pretty well in there?
Absolutely. You know, we come to work. You know, we come to get better as a group. And, you know, we go out there, you know, we handle our business and we take care of things. And, you know, that's what we do. You know, there's no conflict at all, nothing. Nothing that, you know, is going to destroy the team or anything. We just go out there and, you know, handle our business.
Well, being on the outside looking in, and this is a discussion we had on the air last year a little bit too, you look at this team. You have a great running back group, a seasoned, you know, talented quarterback, great bunch of receivers, best tight end in the game, solid offensive line. You look on the defensive side of the ball. You guys got piece of the puzzle all across the board. So the question is, what's missing and what can get better to put you guys over the top this year?
Well, I think we got every piece of the puzzle, you know. It's, you know, just, you know, putting it together now. And I believe, like I said, I'm going to keep saying this, you know, we're excited about this upcoming year. Right now, training camp is coming up, you know, to put those pieces together. And, you know, we just can't wait to get going again. You know, we play here very, very soon. And, you know, it's going to be exciting.
Felix and a few other guys with Arkansas ties will be in town for the Brian Davis football camp July 16th and 17th at War Memorial Stadium. It's open to ages 5 through 17. Jamar Love, Darren McFadden, Corey Williams all going to be there among a long list of other talented guys. How close are you with some of your former teammates and some of the other guys that have Arkansas ties around the NFL?
Oh, man, we're real close. You know, we keep in contact with people, with each other, I mean. And, it's been a thrill to talk to my fellow Razorbacks, and to see how they're doing, and you know, to talk about, you know, a different experience. And it's fun, you know, to get back in touch with, you know, my fellow Razorbacks, and, you know, and talk about different things.
I know you appreciate, you're a guy that always appreciates what he's got, it seems like, you know, in dealing with you and covering you through your college career, too. And I know you know what a good situation you're in. Then you see a guy like D-Mac who isn't in a no-win situation, but let's be honest, being in Oakland right now is a very difficult-to-win situation. How are his spirits, and how do the conversations go with you guys about football stuff? Is he frustrated, or is he handling it all right?
Well, when we talk, you know, we just talk about you know, our own personal things. You know, I check on him to see how he's doing. He's doing fine. You know, we don't really talk much about football because we hear about football, you know, all the time. And you know, when we talk about you know life and then, you know, just different subjects other than football. You know, and you know, that's what I love about Darren. You know, he's a cool person. You know, he keeps a level head. And I like to talk to him, and you know, because you know, we learn different things from each other, and you know, it's a good person that, you know, I keep in contact with, because you know, he keeps me humble, you know, and you know, it's just somebody I love, you know, talk to.
touch on maybe a little more off the field stuff. Is your family living with you down there in Dallas, or just a few friends?
Well, you know, I have folks. You know, my family comes in, friends comes in. You know, most of the time, you know, I'm at home by myself. You know, watching television. But you know, I just enjoy my time there with family and friends, and you know, I hang out a little bit. But most of the time, I'm just there at home. You know, either reviewing football stuff or you know, just hanging out.
So you're not married?
No, sir.
No kids. Do you have any children?
One. Yes, I actually have one. Yeah. Yeah, but you know, it's a blessing. I love her to death, and you know, and I see her all the time, and she's my world.
Oh, okay. It's a girl. How old is she?
Two.
She's two. Well, we're going to have a discussion today. There's a law that may be passed of cheerleading becoming an actual sport. They're going to decide whether cheerleading should be a sport because they give scholarship money for it right now. So
Okay. Can
you envision what your little girl will be doing, maybe 18 and looking at a scholarship? What would you prefer her to be doing? Maybe not anything in sports. What would you like her to do?
Man, I just want her to be a doctor, but you know, one of my other dreams. You know, you know, whatever she wants to be, you know, I'm happy. You know, whatever she chooses, and you know, I just wish the best for her.
All I know is this: when I was 18, I kind of wished that my dad had an NFL pension check coming in, and he didn't. Your daughter will have that advantage, though, so that's nice. So what your quarterback is up to is always out in the media as far as what he likes to do in his free time. What do you, if there's a place you go or something you like to do to kind of get away, what is it or where is it?
Yeah, I like to get away by staying at home.
That's perfect. So you don't take the Cabo trips with Tony?
Well, it'd be nice. You know, we'll talk about that later with me and Tony, but right now, like I said, you know, I get away by staying at home.
What do you sit in front of the 57-inch playing Madden NFL or something?
Either playing a video game or just watching TV or sleep. You know, that's what I like to do, man. You know, I enjoy myself with that.
Have you been following what's going on in Fayetteville since you left as far as how the team's performing?
Man, the team's performing great, you know. Last year we had a breakout year, you know, and I believe we're going to continue to get better.
Mm-hmm. I know you don't want to trade in Tony for anybody, but you think think Ryan Mallett's got a chance to be successful in the NFL a little bit?
Well, Ryan Mallett, you know, he's doing good at Arkansas. You know, like I said, you know, he's doing a great job. And, you know, he's carrying the team real well. And, you know, I believe he have a stellar year this year and, you know, continue to get better and, you know, possibly be on somebody's team, you know, in the NFL.
So there's always pressure to win for every NFL team. And, again, we talked about the fact the Super Bowl is going to be there. Is there any added pressure, or do you guys feel any additional pressure going into the season to win it all, and or at least to, at the very least, get to the Super Bowl this year?
Well, you know, it's always pressure for the Dallas Cowboys. You know, we always predicted at the top to do, you know, the best. And, you know, it's not the Lord, nothing lower than the best, so. It's always pressure for us, but, you know, we go out there, we work hard, you know, do what we have to do, and, you know, continue to get better each week and each day. You know, we possibly will have a chance to play in our own stadium for the Super Bowl.
That would be awesome. Well, we're going to send a crew down there either way. So we will be there, and I hope that you guys are going to be there as well. So we'll look forward to seeing you here in Central Arkansas soon, and I guess tonight, and we'll look forward to seeing you again on the football field soon as well.
I wouldn't be seen too close to Big Word, though. Far away as you can stay from Brian Davis as possible is probably the safest.
How you doing, man? How you doing, Brian?
How you doing, big guy?
I'm good, man. Good hearing from you.
Good hearing from you, too.
Felix, you're going to be at the camp July 16th and 17th. What's one of the most important things you want to get across to the young people when you get out in front of them?
What I want to get across is that, you know, your dreams are never, you know, never cut from you. You know, if you work hard and do what you want to do, I mean, and do it how it's supposed to be done, you know, listen to instructions, follow directions, and you know, take care of yourself and don't get in trouble. You know, your dreams are in front of you. All you got to do is grasp it, you know, and work hard to get there and do what it takes. And, you know, everything is possible, man. That's what I want to get around to them, and let them know that, you know, it's not hard to do right, and everything you do, you know, do it great. And that's what I live by.
I love it. Well, I need you to come in and do a little speaking to my staff then, too, because a few more of those guys need to follow that kind of direction. Not the guys on this show, because they're awesome. But I
no,
mean,
I mean from his speech.
Yeah, some of the other guys. Yeah, we may play that again.
You could bottle that and, you could bottle that and sell it.
Oh,
boy,
baby.
You,
not
man,
to mention, you know, 4.25 speed isn't too bad either. Felix, thanks again, man. Be safe, and look forward to seeing you tonight.
All right, thank you.
I appreciate it.
All right.